Blog Talk Radio.
This song says, God's mercy kept me, so I wouldn't let go. Anybody in here ever felt like giving up, just throwing in the towel, just giving up? I'm not going to ask you to hunt anybody, but just look at them. That person you're looking at is here tonight only because of God's mercy and His grace. Somebody ought to just tell God, thank you for your mercy and your grace that kept me. I was really down. I was really down. The devil really had me. But God's mercy kept me. I'm here tonight because of God's mercy. Come on now, just thank Him. Just thank Him.
I almost let go. Depressed, I'm weighed down.
Well, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. You're listening to David and Diane Ministries and Friends. Amen. And we are here on February 7th, 2021. Woo! Can you believe we're already crossing over? Amen. Well, I'm so happy to be with you. Today, we're going to talk about Romans 8:28, God's plan for your life. God's plan for your life. Let us pray. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for this day, Lord, that you have given to us. We would not be here if it was not for you and your loving kindness. As the songwriter said, we almost gave up. But because we know that you have a plan for our life, here we are on this day, keeping on, believing by faith. Now, O God, as we go further into our message on this Sunday, your blessed day, we ask that you bless the hearer and the doer. Bless my voice as I speak through the airways near and far. Anoint my words that they may bring change, Father. Speak to me, speak through me. Be glorified as we honor you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Well, let's get to it. You know, Romans 8:28 is truly, truly my favorite scripture of all. Of all. I consider Romans 8:28 as my testimony. Amen. Romans 8:28 is really the incredible reality, and it's the well-known verse throughout the Bible. So my question to you is, do you really believe that all things work together for good to those who love God? Let's read it together. Paul's words in this epistle to the Romans are among the most well-known and most quoted scripture in the Bible. They've made songs about this particular scripture. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God and to those who are the call according to his purpose. That's Romans 8:28. Let's read it again. We know that all things, good, bad, pleasant, and unpleasant, everything, and that includes every person, works together. It all works together for the best. As it is written in the strongest translation, and that it is most accurate for those who love God. Everything that we meet in life, everything without exception, works together for our best. I love it. It couldn't be written more clearly, but superficially calls us not to see it. Sometimes we don't see these things when we're going through. We quite simply cannot read properly or see it when we're going through our pain and our disappointment. But if we believe in that verse, Romans 8:28, then we have to also believe in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18, that is fulfilled, because it says in everything, somebody say everything, everything give thanks. And everything that is good, give thanks. Come on. That's not good, give thanks. In everything, give thanks. Why? Both bad and good. In everything, everything, give thanks. That's how thankful you will be, you and I. We will be so thankful if we believed in Romans 8:28. See, I can be thankful because I know it's all working together for my good. It also written in Philippians chapter 4, verse 4, where it says what? Rejoice. Come on, somebody. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Amen. So this is impossible without believing in Romans 8:28. You cannot rejoice in the Lord. You cannot give thanks in the Lord if you did not understand Romans 8:28 that states, and we know that all things work together, but it's working together for your good. You know, John 14:21 talks about he who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself in him. Do you believe that all things work together for good to those who love God? If we unequivocally affirm what we believe, come on, then we keep his commandments, and no possible circumstances, good or bad, would hinder the life of Christ from being manifested in our mortal body. You know, believing in Romans 8:28 will lead to the fact that I do not give in to temptation. Now, I know that's hard. I know that's hard to believe, but when you really, 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 really believe that Romans 8:28 is what it states, you're not going to lead toward any temptation that tempts you to get angry, because I believe in Romans 8:28. I'm not going to get offended because I believe in Romans 8:28. I'm not going to feel insulted because I believe in Romans 8:28. I'm not going to lose my self-control because we believe in Romans 8:28. We're not going to become jealous or envious. Why? Because we believe in Romans 8:28. We're not going to lose courage because we believe in Romans 8:28. I'm not becoming bitter. I'm not going to hold no grudges. I'm not going to complain about anything. I'm not going to become dissatisfied because we believe in Romans 8:28. I'm not going to try to get revenge from anyone. I'm not taking what don't belong to me. I'm not going to do anything to give false or deceptive practices. We believe in Romans 8:28. I'm not becoming restless. I'm not going to grow tired when things are going wrong. I'm not going to dislike anybody at all. I'm not getting upset. We're not going to get upset. We're not going to feel it hard to be when we suffer reproach, when someone talk about us. We don't think that anything is annoying. We ain't got time to be feeling annoyed because we believe in Romans 8:28. We're not going to think that someone or anything is standing in our way. It can't. Because we believe in what? Romans 8:28. We're not going to feel that we're unfortunate. Not going to feel that I'm so disappointed. I'm not going to feel like I'm being deceived. I'm not going to feel like I deserve that. I want more earthly things. I want what the other person has. You know, we're not going to feel aggrieved and receive. We're not going to allow anyone, whether it be our spouse, our parents, our siblings, anyone to just aggravate us because we believe in Romans 8:28. And I tell you, all misery is disposed of by simply believing in Romans 8:28. So no wonder Paul writes that the gospel is a power unto salvation for everyone who believes. It gives me power. I believe, we believe in the power of the word of God. You know, believing in Romans 8:28 would lead you and I to have peace, profound peace, to rest in God. This is what believing in Romans 8:28 will do. Believing in Romans 8:28 is a powerful heavenly joy. Believing in Romans 8:28 is a solid rock. It's overcoming things in your life, overcoming addictions, we believe in Romans 8:28. Believing in Romans 8:28 would lead to us having a faithful mind and a faithful life. Souls gaining confidence in us and having a fruitful and blessed life. That's believing in Romans 8:28. It gives us wisdom. It gives us strength. You know, Romans 8:28, what are the results? I'll tell you. The results in Romans 8:28 is men and women who are equipped for every good work. God equips us. That includes the church, the body of Christ. We're capable servants and leaders in the church. If a person has read and heard God's word for many years, and these good and glorious results have failed to materialize, it has to be evidenced whether this person believes in the word that he has read and heard. You cannot continue to read and hear the word and not believe. If anyone now thinks that these fruits are desirable, then we have to cultivate our tree. We have to cultivate the word. This is combined as the version that says, do you believe? Question, do you believe? Do you believe that everything works together for your good, for best, what's best for you? It's got to. There's nothing that can come your way, no weapon that's formed against you, nothing that the enemy can try to use against you that can make you not fulfill God's plan. You belong to the Lord. You belong to God. God has your back. He has your back. You don't have to get angry. There's no need to be angry. There's things that just doesn't seem right. Someone intentionally coming at you. Don't get offended. Don't even allow yourself to be insulted. I want you to smile. Smile. Don't become jealous. Don't become envy. Because what God has for you is for you. Because why? He has a plan for your life. When you see other people getting blessed and you are a child of God, know this, that your time is near. Don't have to become bitter. You don't have to lose courage. Don't hold no grudges. Stop complaining. You don't have to complain. But what you should and I should be doing is what? Give thanks. Give thanks unto the Lord. Give thanks unto the Lord. In everything, not something, in everything give thanks. Everything give thanks. No matter whether it's good or bad, because truth be told, there's really no bad, because whatever it is, God works it for your good. He's working it for your good. You and I got to believe this, and we have to live by this. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. God will order your steps. Ha shadadabasi. God will order your steps. So I leave you with this small message because I want you to meditate on those words. Romans 8:28. Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God and to those who are called according to his purpose. You are in God's will. He has a plan for your life. God bless you, and may God keep you and continue to stand on his word. Be blessed.
take a stand. Not knowing I'd lose my best friend. But I'd rather, live right than in hell lift up my eyes. All God's children just stand. Tell somebody, say,
you stand.
Yeah, Lord, stand for holiness.
For holiness.
Oh.
Stand for righteousness.
And be counted.
And be counted among them that shall reign with him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stand with Christ our Lord.
Oh.
Stand with your all.
And
believe he shall receive his own.
Take a stand, not believing, at least some of my friends. And I would rather, live right, burn in hell, lift up my eyes. All of our children just stand, stand. Everybody say it,
you stand.
Oh, stand for holiness.
Stand for holiness.
Thank you for listening to David and Diane Ministry and Friends. Have a blessed day.